Good morning. It's Monday, April the 1st. This is Captain Marty here. Got Easter weekend wrap-up for you. Got some stuff to talk about, some new stuff as well. I'll be right back to tell you all of that and more.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance at Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Let's start off talking about offshore fishing. Saturday was the better weather and the better fishing, and we had some of the same old stuff. The bluefin tuna, the big bluefins are still out there, and this is for both Hatteras and Oregon Inlet. So that is a great piece of news, guys out there catch and release. Some of them that were not the giants were able to be brought to the dock, but by and large, it was good, and there was some nice yellowfin tuna caught in both fleets as well. So that's two premium fish, bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, but guess what? Just like that, we had at least one blue marlin caught in both fleets, Hatteras and Oregon Inlet. So that was something new. I haven't personally heard of much blue marlin activity so far, and it's about time for them to start showing up. So wherever those tuna are, especially the smaller yellowfins and the blackfin tuna, the blue marlin are going to follow. A month later, we'll start seeing some sailfish and white marlin as well. Now, for the first time this spring, we have some inshore fishing to talk about, especially down in Hatteras, both amberjack and king mackerel in the catches down that way. So that's another good thing going on. In the surf, we had a little bit of everything, and not a whole lot of anything, but there were some puppy drum caught. There were still a couple of big drum caught down on the lower end. The wind breezed up pretty good on Sunday for everybody. So again, Saturday seemed to be the better fishing day. But a puppy drum, a few sea mullet, a few small sharks. That's about it for the surf fishing. We had back in the Sound, a good speckled trout bite, which has been continuing weather permitting. A few of the first speckled trout of the year were caught around Little Bridge. A few puppy drum caught there as well. That spot is starting to fire up a little bit. And then back for our boat fishermen and our, I call them our bridge fishermen on the Stumpy Point Highway, also a speckled trout bite with a few puppy drum and a few black drum caught in those areas. We'll be right back and I'll tell you a little bit about what's happening in the freshwater fishing too, because we've got a little activity there, and I'll be right back to tell you just what that is.
Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village is the closest spot on the Outer Banks to the Gulf Stream. Just inside Hatteras Inlet, Teach's Lair is fully loaded with bait, tackle, ice, snacks, and drinks for your fun-filled day out on the water. Want to get rigged up to catch the big one? Lee and the gang in the tackle shop can outfit you to catch whatever is eager to get hooked. To see the marina, the tackle shop, or to book a charter, go online to teachslair.com. Teach's Lair Marina in Hatteras Village. Your fishing venture awaits.
Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Wanchese. All right, we'll end up here with our fishing report today with the freshwater fishing. I've talked to a couple people, like my old friend Dave Radke, who's been working on the crappie fishing up in the North River, but all over here, Manamuskete Way, over near where I'm at, a pretty good bite going on of crappie fishing over this way too, and they were big. Good quality fish, also a catfish and a scattered white perch, but everybody's getting geared up now. The ones in the Lake Manamuskete area were caught on spinner baits. The ones up in the North River were were caught on minnows. So it's kind of, you have to pick which one of those baits you want to use. Totally different method of fishing with either one. So pretty good, Elijah. You can tell a lot of improvement in our fishing weekend with those blue marlin showing up. You know, we're finally seeing some inshore fishing. We talked about the king mackerel, the amberjack. There'll also be some sea bass fishing going on, some tilefish biting, things of that nature. Some false albacore too, and those are already starting to bite a little bit. So a good report, a beautiful weekend, and especially beautiful Easter Sunday. And I'll keep you posted as things progress this week on the fishing front.